Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark. We've got breaking news from the New York Times. Another big loss for the Trump Justice Department in their Keystone Cop efforts to go after their political foes. For all of, you know, the awful fascist advances of this administration, the one thing that continues to bring us joy is just the utter incompetence and failure in their effort to weaponize the Justice Department to get revenge against their political foes. And, you know, I've said this before, when I think about worst case scenarios, sometimes I saw Ben Rhodes of Pod Save the World over there. I was like, this is the worst case scenario. It's like, it's not, it's really bad, everybody. Really bad what's happening. My worst case scenario a year and a half ago when he won, though, was me being in jail or other people being in jail. You know, gulags, them going after, having a FBI that successfully, you know, infringes upon the rights of protesters and activists and politicians and podcasters who are criticizing the regime. They've done that a little bit. You know, that they've had, there's some of the tragic stories like Rumeysa Ozturk, et cetera. But at the political level, this DOJ, Pam Bondi's DOJ, is a big oafer. So let's go through the latest story and then we'll hit some of her lowlights. This is from the Times. Justice Department, after calls by President Trump to investigate Biden and whether he broke the law in his use of the auto pen to sign presidential documents, those failed. They're unable to move forward with making the case, according to three people briefed on the matter. So the great auto pen crimes of 2024, there's not going to be any accountability for those. You know, just kind of like the stolen election 2020 alleged crimes. Remember all those? Has anybody gone to jail for any of those yet? Supposedly Joe Biden stole the election in 2020. It's interesting that some of the biggest proponents of that case, Donald Trump, Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, haven't been able to find any of the perpetrators. So nobody's in jail from that. Nobody's in jail for the auto pen scandal. Let's go on a little bit more here. The department's failure to build a criminal case against Mr. Biden and his aides is the latest example of its increasing inability to follow through on Mr. Trump's demands and bring indictments against those he wants to be politically targeted. What was the auto pen crime, I guess? Some of these, it's hard to even keep track of all these. This one, if you're like me and needed a refresher, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Box of Wine, brought this a couple of months ago now.
Our country was abused badly by a very incompetent person and a group of people that weren't incompetent, but they were radical left lunatics. And they ran the country with an auto pen. And I hope that law enforcement's looking at that very seriously. That's like a takeover of our country in a certain way.
The alleged crime here is that the pardons that Biden signed at the end of his term were illegal because only the president can issue a pardon. And their case was that if the president had, you know, deteriorated mental faculties and it was some staffer in the auto pen that had done it, then it was the staffer in the auto pen had broken the law. I don't know if there's going to be a jail cell for the auto pen or just for the staffer or Joe Biden. I guess we'll never know because they've had to withdraw the case. The fun part about this, they withdrew the case a few months ago, and it's just the Times is just uncovering this now. Well, they didn't withdraw the case. They moved their focus away from the case, let me say, a few months ago because the Pirro office, which is really focused on law and order and finding criminals, decided to to move their emphasis from the auto pen crimes into the alleged insurrectionist crimes of Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotkin, who did a video telling military members that they should follow the law. So how's that one going? Oh, right. They've had to pull that one back as well this week, though there's kind of some mixed reporting on that. They might be still hoping against hope that they can find a grand jury somewhere who might look into whether Mark Kelly broke the law by exercising his free speech rights to tell people in the military that they should follow the law. So with this latest news that Joe Biden, his auto pen, and the staffer that ran the auto pen all will continue to walk free, I wanted to go through some of the other fails and L's of this Justice Department so we can put them all in one place for people. So here we go. The Justice Department has said they're going after, or has opened, they've used our tax dollars, they've used actual government resources to look into all of the following people in an attempt to get political revenge and try to put them in jail, and they have utterly failed in each case. We'll start here. Joe Biden, the auto pen, and his staffer, they're free. That's an L. Obama. Remember, Obama was going to jail? I haven't heard anything about Pam Bondi's strike force to go after Obama for, I believe, treason, tapping Trump's wires, whatever that was. That's another L. Obama still walks free. The six Democrats, aforementioned, Kelly, Slotkin, Crow, Goodlander, DeLuzio, Houlihan, free, L. Nothing for the Department of Justice on that. They tried to jail Jim Comey. I kind of forget now. Hold on. Let me look at my notes. Did they try to defend? Were they going after Jim Comey for the rock formation that he made opposing Donald Trump? No. Oh, they're going after him for the leaks to the media when he was in the FBI. Either way, Jim Comey, free as a bird. Another L for Pam Bondi. Letitia James, she's free. Went after her over some mortgage bullshit. The sandwich guy was free. Shout out to the Bulwark fan who gave me a crocheted sandwich in honor of the sandwich guy. I saw my child was, she was sleeping with that the other night, just kind of cuddling with it. That's freedom fighting. Tim Walz, Jacob Fry, both been on this podcast recently. They're both free. It wasn't even clear what it was. I guess obstruction of the fake investigation that they were doing in the murders of Alex Pretty and Renee Good. I don't know. Anyway, they're also free. In addition, so far, Renee Good's wife, also no success there. It's not just the sandwich guy. They've come after a number of protesters and other citizens exercising their free speech rights to protest this government and gone to grand juries to try to, you know, make cases against them and been rejected. So that's LLLLL. So there it is. Pam Bondi, the biggest loser. Joe Biden. And the auto pen, another failure for her and the Trump Justice Department. And he joins Barack Obama, Mark Kelly, Jim Comey, and many others who just are going to be able to continue to exist and walk the streets despite Donald Trump's best efforts to try to find somebody who did what he did, commit felonies, and have a jury convict him of them. So there you go. Subscribe to the feed. We bring you the good news and the bad news here. Every once in a while, we bring you the good news. You got to do that. You know, keep a little skip in your step. I'll be back later. Tell your friends. Comment. Let me know if I forgot anybody. We'll see y'all soon.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.